Hello, this is David Zimmer. Today we're going to talk about Bhaga's experience with astrology. Astrology as a path to conscious evolution.
While I was here, I discovered astrology in my own way and for my own needs, first of all, in my own process of conscious evolution, in the framework, in the context of the integral yoga, as Sri Aurobindo and Mother called all the indications they gave for this conscious evolution process. And astrology is not talked about a lot by Sri Aurobindo and Mother at all. And I would like to say immediately why. Because as well in Europe and also in India still it is very much used in that way, it is considered as the fate of the individual concerned. And for a long time this was the understanding of astrology. So how could such a concept of the fate of an individual already there in the stars at birth, how could that at all be reconciled with a process of conscious evolution, which means almost by definition that there is no fate that you will be kind of imprisoned into. So what I will be talking about is not the kind of astrology which is understood still by some people as our fate. And why? Very simply because as soon as you wake up inwardly, what may have been your fate until then? I mean, things that were beyond your choice and beyond your conscious reaction. This, for me, starts belonging to the past, in that sense that you are entering a new era. As soon as your inner being starts becoming really active in your life, things change tremendously. And for me, it's as if astrology until then is an automatic pilot period of an individual's existence. But when the pilot, the real one, awakens and is taking the lead, you don't need the automatic pilot any longer. Or it will become simply an aid, a tool that you will use when you want or not use when you want. And it will have nothing to do with fate any longer, because anyway, whether you follow, you know, what would be your old spontaneous tendencies or you don't follow them, it will be a deliberate choice and not a kind of inner compulsion because of your chart. So I hope this makes my central point very clear, that the kind of astrology I'm speaking of is part of what will be the use of astrology in the future, when most people on Earth will have awakened to their true being and will have become much more conscious than they are now. And so will not be anymore an automatic pilot in their own lives, but will be conscious individuals making their own choices from within at every moment.
When you talk about astrology being used before the inner being is playing a role and there's an autopilot kind of situation, and after, when the inner being is awakened and is activated in your life, is astrology for you a tool that can be used for individuals that are in the autopilot as well, but that are looking for an aid or assistance for the awakening process? Or is it only something that you can use for individuals that have already awoken the inner being?
You see, as soon as you start looking at astrology differently, again, things change. Because that itself, any step in your own consciousness, whereby your understanding of something starts changing, you become able to use it in a different way. Let's say you are driving a car in the way everybody has always been driving this kind of car around you, so with that kind of fuel and with, you know, pulling and pushing these buttons and whatever, and then it goes poof, 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 poof. It's a reasonably good car, but... Well. And then one day you learn from somebody who really knows that actually this vehicle is meant to become and be used as a Formula One. But for that, you have to change the fuel to give it the proper fuel. And second, you have to know which buttons to press, which maybe are different ones, not as visible and well-known as the ordinary ones. But then, immediately, you know, you start looking at your vehicle in a different way, seeing a whole new potential in it you could not imagine even before. And then, at the same time, you will understand that, well, this vehicle has so much more potential than I thought. But to be able to use it properly, I have to become a much better pilot myself. Because you cannot drive Formula One in the same way and with the same level of consciousness as you will drive an ordinary car. But already, very fast that you have learned these new things about your vehicle and its true potential, you will start looking at it in a different way. And something in you will be already unconsciously moving towards becoming able one day to drive it. Or you will be scared to death, you know, and say, oh, what is this horrible thing? You know, I don't want to drive something potentially dangerous like that. You know, I don't feel up to it. Forget about it, you know. I want to use it only the usual way. But even that, in so many people, that would be the first reaction. Often fear is our first reaction. So when something is too big for us at the beginning, you see, too luminous, too... Wow, you know, well, we are overwhelmed and no, this is too much for me. But maybe a few months later, a few years later, the thing will have, you know, grown into us and we will have grown towards it and we'll be able to embrace it more than that first shocking time. So you never know what you will end up looking at your vehicle like.
The difference between the two ways of looking at astrology could be also passive and active. In other words, in the first, the usual way, one is looking passively at who they are or a description of who they are and their fate or an inescapable reality. And in the second version, one is actively looking for assistance in creating or becoming the individual that they want to become.
That's a pretty good way to put it. Another way to put it would be to say, in one way, astrology, I would say, is closed, represent a closed space. The other way, it is an open, because when you speak of evolution, it is infinite, because we are speaking of a divine evolution. The secret nature, which is gradually emerging in all of us as evolution continues. And particularly at this stage of the world, it is a divine secret nature. So when that starts becoming active in us, there is no limit to it. So you cannot possibly anymore imprison your being in any usual limits. So your whole understanding of astrology, of all those 12 signs, of the influence of the stars, has absolutely, if it is to have any place any longer, it has to be a very open place. It has to represent a space where you can grow indefinitely.
Maybe you can teach us how to find or drive a Formula One.
I will be mostly referring to something said by Aurobindo and Mother about what is the invitation to all of us that the force of evolution is presenting. It is beautiful, and people have to understand that. Because especially when there is a word integral yoga, some people still react to the very word yoga with a little bit of a fear, you know, oh, this is going to be stern stuff, you know, discipline, asceticism, whatever. And it is not so. You might have periods of that kind, if you find them necessary on your path, on your way of evolving. But the end result is infinitely richer than what we are used to be for the time being, what we consider our being, our present possibilities, etc., which are the average possibilities of a human being. All this is really, really, really starting to open up more and more, more and more, more and more, not only for individuals, but as a species. As a species. And this is what is tremendously important. We are not anymore in a spiritual path which aims simply at the liberation of one individual here and there. See, what is happening now, what evolution is doing, its job, is to make it a normal thing, that next step. Exactly like now, it's a normal for all of us, because we are four human beings here sitting together, you know. I could share a lot with my cat. We can communicate to some extent on many important things of life. We can feel very good together. We like each other very much. But only with fellow human beings can I speak of such things we are speaking about. Not every human being would follow, you know, easily in this kind of topic, which are a little bit high already. But at least, you know, with an average human being, I can indeed speak of those things and be followed. And that is natural for us. You see, we are not accomplishing extraordinary feats or whatever. No. If my cat would try to follow what is going on now between us, the fuses, you know, the neurons up there would it would be a big blow in there. All the fuses. We have the necessary equipment, and it's normal for us to be able to do that. You understand? So, in the same way, things which now, you know, would also blow our present neurons, etc., and our kind of equipment, after a while more evolving, it will become absolutely natural for us. You see? And the baby is born much later, it will be absolutely normal for them also to be, you know, at that level. To have that potential being, you know, there. Which is only starting to be activated in us now. You see my point? So, the fact that all this is part of this huge evolutive process on Earth is extremely important. Because it's not just a question of my individual strenuous effort. It's not too strenuous anymore, by the way, because I know it's not the way. your strenuous effort or your non-effort or whatever. You see, something is pulling and pushing and uplifting the whole thing to the next step. So it's like for a ladder. You simply add a ring. Still, you want to have all the richness of the previous rungs as well. It's not that you eliminate everything else, which was, you see, because the kind of consciousness, the kind of capacities, etc., that, for example, many animals have, in many ways, are better than ours. If you take any normal tiger or lion, you better not challenge the strength and power of this kind of animal or an elephant. Bon. If you want to outrun a gazelle or a leopard or you know, some very fast animals like that, you can try. You see what I mean? Or even a simple monkey will be able to climb in the trees in a way no human being is able to nowadays. So it's not that we have all the qualities, you know, all around. And every way of being, every way of experiencing life, because this is what it is all about, remains interesting. You see? To be a fish like that, enjoying life in that very specific way, or to be a tree, or to be a rock, is a way of experiencing life, experiencing what it is to be that tree, that rock, that gem. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my total awe when I discovered for the first time a geode. You know, a geode is this rock. When you open it, inside are amethysts, for example. Geode. Oh, gems. Like a fantastic secret, you know? Here's apparently just a rock, and inside is such beauty. I still remember that moment. I must have been 8 years old or something like that when my father brought me to that shop in France, near old volcanoes in the center of France, where they have lots of amethyst. But it's not the same thing to see the amethyst, you know, all civilized, you know, polished, made into jewel. Already it's very nice. But to discover where it comes from, how so much beauty has been hiding right inside rocks, that for me was a fantastic discovery. How even rocks can express light, order, beauty. Wow. So every aspect of life can be enjoyed. And life is about experiencing various, all the potential that the divine, which is there, underlying absolutely everything. You see, all the potential ways of being that are there to be experienced, to be explored, to be enjoyed. And not one of them invalidates the other ones. Why? 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 It's like in a buffet. You don't have to restrict yourself to just one dish. Why don't you have the full buffet? And enjoy it at your leisure and at your choice. So, we are adding one more dish as a new possibility of enjoyment in our experience of life. The new step in evolution is wanting to add another rung. That means another kind of way of experiencing life and of expressing the divine, which is within everything.
This next step in understanding or evolving or transforming to understand this consciousness or this conscious evolution, mm-hmm. or becoming part of this conscious evolution, is where we can use astrology?
It can be useful in ordinary life as well. But personally, this is not the kind of astrology I am interested in, because I want to concentrate on helping myself, first of all, and other people who are also interested in reaching that higher level of consciousness, which is now offered to us, and which is bound to happen, because something else that people should know also and always remember, luckily for us, this new step in evolution doesn't depend on us for its happening. You see? Otherwise, it would be a little bit desperate. We do what we can, but the forces against it also are quite strong, you see? So, but we have the guarantee. Evolution didn't wait for any species before, you know. She just did her work. And things which seemed totally impossible before happened very well. People who only want to know if they are meant to meet the right person in life, you know, in love, or if they will have children, or if they will be rich, or meet success, become famous, etc., I'm very happy that other astrologists are there to take care of their needs. But it is not what I concern myself with. And what I want to do is present astrology in a different way to people, so that they start up to people who are interested in conscious evolution. You see? And usually they wouldn't see how astrology can at all help them, because they see it usually in the ordinary way. So, and I've seen for myself that the way I understand astrology and use it, it has become quite a nice tool for my own inner growth. And it seems that people who come to me to study their charts with me find it quite useful also, you know, showing some new ways of growing, how to use the different elements in their chart, how to use those elements. This is very important. So that it becomes a help and not anymore at all a fate.
Could you just explain some of the simple technical background to give and understand a general idea of what kinds of things you would look at and how it could play a role in understanding your conscious evolution?
The first thing I want to speak about is the zodiac. Because there would be no astrology without the zodiac. That means the 12 signs. But when I say that means the 12 signs, immediately with our mind, for the timing, our mental consciousness is prevalent in us, you see? And this mental way of functioning pretty much divides everything into bits. And does that immediately. The first look of the mind on something is to analyze it instead of seeing it first as a whole. Only because now that new consciousness is dawning on us and influencing even our mind more and more, our mind becomes able to perceive wholeness and oneness instead of parts here and there, often understood as competing with each other or opposing each other, etc., instead of being complementary. And one sign that of the evolution of the species is a number of scientific discoveries since about 50 years and even earlier. At the beginning of the 19th, there was a big, not exactly quarrel, but almost, between scientists, physicists, what is the nature of a photon? And some scientists were saying, look, we have that many experiments which show undeniably that a photon is a particle. That is, you know, a kind of diminutive, tiny object, which you can locate in space, etc. Another group of scientists would say, not at all. Look at this long list of other experiments which show as undeniably that photons are actually waves. That means something you cannot locate in space because it's practically infinite and located everywhere at the same time. And they wanted to know, are photons a wave or a particle? And so finally one scientist devised one experiment so cleverly that you would find out at last what a photon is. So everybody was, you know, holding their breath. And finally the results came out. And the result was that photons are both, which is literally mind-blowing. For the first time, scientists has to acknowledge the fact that reality, the true reality of things, is not mental. It doesn't follow the way of functioning of the mind. The full truth of reality, the reality in which we live and in which everything exists, is not either or. It can very much be both. Some things which for us seem to be opposite and impossible to, you know, reality, nature does it very well, no problem. So it was mind-blowing for the scientist. So suddenly the mind of the scientist had to admit that fact and to start functioning in a different way, where those two ways of being, both possible for a photon, very naturally, you see, that was the real truth of it.